This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. We're beginning year two of the battle against the coronavirus pandemic. It was a year ago today that the World Health Organization declared the coronavirus a pandemic. President Biden will remember Americans' losses and sacrifices tonight in a primetime address, but he'll also paint a picture of a brighter future. AP correspondent Sagar Magani.
President Biden wants to avoid the mistake made when he was vice president, and the Obama administration did not fully explain its economic recovery plan.
Barack was so modest, he didn't want to take, as he said, a victory lap. I kept saying, tell people what we did, so we don't have time.
The president remembers paying a price for that, and the White House is determined it won't happen again.
He will be hitting the road. The vice president will be hitting the road. The first lady will be hitting the road.
The effort will start with tonight's primetime address, the president's first, in which he'll explain how the nearly $2 trillion bill will help speed the nation's pandemic recovery. Sagar Magani, Washington.
It's the most serious allegation yet against New York Governor Cuomo. The AP's Jackie Quinn.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo is denying an allegation from an aide that he groped her last year at the governor's residence. A spokesman says the embattled New York governor says, "I've never done anything like this." Responding to an unnamed woman's report published in the Times Union of Albany that he reached under her shirt and fondled her after calling her to the executive mansion, saying he needed help with a cell phone.
Hackers say they were able to peek into hospitals and schools, among other places, after they broke into the systems of a security camera startup. Michelle Obama says she's thinking about retiring from public life, and she's taken up knitting now, she says. She also says she had low-grade depression during the pandemic lockdown. This is AP News. Idaho is dumping Powerball, the AP's Mike Gracia reports.
Idaho lawmakers are ending the Powerball lottery in the state because of concerns about foreign participation. Powerball is expanding to include Australia later this year and Britain in 2022. As a result, Idaho lottery officials were seeking a change in the state law that only allows lotteries that are played in the U.S. and Canada. But the legislature's House State Affairs Committee voted 10-4 to kill the bill. Idaho, which was one of the first states to join Powerball in the 1990s, will have its last Powerball drawing in August. I'm Mike Gracia.
The University of California, Davis is offering students $75 to avoid traveling unnecessarily during spring break because of the pandemic. Students who choose to stay home during the break will get the money in gift cards. Students' response has been awesome, says the university in a statement. Spring break begins March 22nd. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
This is Amy Brown from Feeling Things with Amy and Kat. Back to school season always feels like a fresh start, not just for kids, but for all of us. It's a great reminder to create new routines and find meaningful ways to connect with our family, friends, and community. Hasbro Games make it easy to gather around the table. Put the screens away, share some laughs, and create joyful memories together. Whether it's Monopoly, Connect Four, Guess Who, or another family favorite, there's something for everyone. You can find these and other Hasbro favorites at your local Walmart, walmart.com, or simply tap the link in today's show notes to bring more play into your week.